out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a couple minutes late, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun in the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at the Stitcher, where there are maybe issues, or at crabdiving.com. How are you receiving us? We appreciate it. We apologize. It's a really slow news day.
Oh, yes.
So Ryan and I will be performing a Pinter play.
Oh, right. Oh, I love Pinter.
Dumbwaiter.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, hurling some E-turds at the right.
Fuck you.
And maybe doing a lot of laughing and,
oh, yes,
and maybe pretending that there's hope and light at the end of the orange tunnel. thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. It's just another Manafort Monday. Whoa, whoa. Wasn't that the Bengals?
The Bengals, sure.
Fuck yeah. You know, I was totally off on this Manafort shit on the indictments.
I forgot what her name was.
Lisa in the Cult Gym.
No, she went off and had a momentary solo career.
Gloria Estefan.
Wrong.
No,
that was
it
Miami
is.
Sound Machine.
Yes.
Not the Bengals.
Miami Sound Machine was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, shake your body, baby. Do that conga.
Belinda Carlisle.
No.
Shit.
God damn it. We'll get Kate on it. The archives. Hit the archives.
Somebody tweet us. Just tell us who the fuck that was. At Crab Diving. Who sang Manic Monday? I don't want to look it up.
No, it was the Bengals, but yeah, yeah. The lead singer of the Bengals went off to
right. Well, hey, listen.
Career. We'll really try to talk about.
Oh, that's right.
Some 21st century entertainment at some point.
Oh yes, my name's Ryan Pfeiffer, oh, yeah, by the way, and I got it wrong.
Big
I thought it
Kendrick
was going to be
fans.
Yes. I thought it was going to be Barron.
Who was going to be Barron?
In the indictment.
Oh. I thought you meant someone was going to be unable to conceive child.
Yeah, right. In vitro, baby.
Maybe he's sitting a little too close to the microwave.
No, I think Barron. I thought Barron was going to get the indictment. I thought he was like Stewie, the whole mastermind before all this Russian bullshit.
What are we going to do tonight, Brian?
Mm-hmm. There's no brain in this scenario.
That's true.
There is no brain. This is stupid
true.
Watergate,
it's
like
all
what's
pinkies.
His face said. Oh, yes.
Except Pinky was, you know, kind of nice.
Yeah, sort orange of. Pinky.
Look up Pinky and the Brain Kids again.
Right.
I'll try to drag a reference.
There's nobody nice. There's nobody nice involved in this scandal. I posted a picture of Paul Manafort for a promo today, hanging with guess who?
He's loathsome. Yeah.
Stephen Miller.
They had, oh, God, wow, that's
God
a tough
damn
choice. Yeah, what a horrible, that's like getting a middle seat in the human centipede.
Here, I got one for you. Paul Manafort, Stephen Miller, and what was the name of the security advisor for Flynn?
Barron? Bannon?
Flynn.
Mike Flynn?
Mike Flynn. That's Mary Fuck Kill Myself.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's no.
Just kill me.
Horrible, horrible choices.
Krakens, all of you.
Yeah, I know what the headlines are going to be, except maybe if you're at Fox, because half of what was trending on Twitter this morning was Fox and Friends talking about.
Don't say it.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to be funny. Hillary. You gonna say Hillary?
It is uranium.
God
yeah.
Damn. You gotta be fucking kidding me. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Shoot it down. It won't fall.
Yeah.
They'd say uranium.
What is that?
That's a Sia song. That's a
I don't even know that.
Recent reference.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. It's also on every fucking singing show.
Oh, yes. Like The Voice it's, or something
well, yeah,
like
at
that.
Least one audition a week is somebody singing fucking Titanium.
So does that mean that Paul song? Manafort is not going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Say what?
Does that mean Paul Manafort won't be on Dancing with the Stars?
If they have a cell block version, possibly.
Yeah, right.
Or, I mean, this really could be just his balls being twisted and say, give up the info and,
yes.
You know, we'll start dropping some charges or we'll start
right.
talking about not sending you to prison. He's in his 70s, you know.
Yeah, he's going to die in prison.
Well, right. And I don't think he's looking too forward to that. So
no, I would think not.
Most of the pundits are convinced that this was like a scud launch from
right.
Mueller. This was a huge strategic
yeah.
blow, and it shows that he's not doing some white collar cooking the books kind of scandal. Take your time, you know, smoke a cigarette, have a cup of coffee kind of shit.
Right.
That he's doing like a mob. Like a mob family where you drag in big fish right
yeah,
away
yeah.
instead of, you know, I mean,
because Paul Manafort's
big fish
way up on the food chain. But
sure.
What about that other guy, Papadopoulos?
Well, that's like, yeah. Let's do the headline thing. I'm sure that's what's in there. This Papadopoulos thing is probably the most noteworthy.
Yes.
For that should have Schittler.
Right.
Tweeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something. We'll get to that. That's so fucking sad.
How trashy.
He tweeted
the GOP
all
is.
Caps, do something.
Right.
Help me. Help me, crazy people.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. October 30th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
Ah, you stupid fucknut.
And I'm not going to blame myself,
dumbass.
I'll be honest.
Oh, look favorite. At my African-American over here. Look at him.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It beat.
Huff. Post.
Oh, suck on my dick, baby.
Formerly the Huffington Post.
Oh, yes. Douchebags.
I wonder if they, you know, she sold it, but I wonder if Arianna Huffington,
oh, Arianna
who
Huffington.
Is going to be the exact same
fuck you
imitation I do for Melania Trump.
Right.
Arianna Huffington
right.
I wonder if they had to pay her extra to Ington.
What does that mean?
To slice off the Ington from Huffington Post.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
And turn into Huff Post. They rebranded.
I don't know, man. That, all of that is insane. I never even think about it. Because you know what? That makes sense. If you type Huffington Post into the website, that it's still Huffington Post in the address bar.
Yes.
So like,
but the masthead is, and I'm not making a joke about the picture of Sarah Huckabee. The masthead has
right.
HuffPost.
Right. That's weird.
Sure enough, they're irritating me with a photograph of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes.
Wearing Pepto-Bismol pink.
Right.
And White House mom on Russia pardons.
Good God, man. On Russia pardons? What the fuck? Are they going to pardon Paul Manafort?
Well, I, you know, that would be unwise. That would be like sending putting a big giant billboard that says, I'm obstructing justice.
Isn't that what he did with Comey, though? It's kind of similar. or is it not?
Well, yeah.
It's just worse.
No, and then he went on and talked to Lester Holm.
No, oh, yeah.
And said, you know, I was thinking this Russia thing would totally go away if I got rid of Comey.
You dumbass.
I mean, that's basically what he said.
You fucking idiot. It's insane.
The, I mean, that tape alone.
Right.
Some other former prosecutors were like, that tape alone.
Yeah.
Is enough as evidence to take to a grand jury.
You know,
to try to indict him or recommend an indictment or whatever.
I not to have a case of the GOP, they suffer from that whataboutitis, you know?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to suffer from that right now. What if this is Hillary Clinton? I mean, any of this. Could you imagine the outcry?
Oh, sure.
If her campaign manager got taken down.
Well, this isn't strap in, libtard, because this is you're about to get flipped over because Hillary, you guys.
Right.
Now they're saying some of the loonies in the social medias today are saying, oh, well, now we don't want to get rid of Mueller anymore, because now obviously he's going to go into into Hillary's holes and Bill.
They
want Valerie Jarrett.
Vote so fucking
and
stupid.
And they want Susan Rice.
Oh my God. You guys are too dumb to like vote in your self-interests and to give a shit about the country. You're just so fucking stupid.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
So. The it's Maria Fang's story over at the HuffPost. White House press secretary indicted campaign members had nothing to do with Trump. This
Shit.
This Papadopoulos guy.
Papadopoulos. That's a great name.
Is kind of like I said. I think the more kind of telling that because in the Manafort stuff. It's kind of Russia. It's all Russia-y and Ukraine-y and money laundering-y and stuff like that. But there's nothing with the collusion.
Yes. Okay.
In the indictments. But the Papa
go fuck yourself.
Guy.
Not going to work here anymore.
He pled guilty.
Yes.
Pleaded guilty.
Right.
To... I think I should probably read it, but I think it's lying.
Yeah.
Being a lying dirtbag. Lying to the FBI or something because...
You're charged with being a big lying dickbag.
He said that he heard about the big pile of Hillary emails that the Russians had.
Yes.
Before he started working for the campaign.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's not the case.
Right. Some bullshit.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Monday shrugged off news.
God.
I want pictures.
Yeah.
Of
not me.
Criminal charges against several members of the campaign, arguing they had nothing to do with the president or the activities of the campaign. This Poopadoopoulos guy. This Poopadoopoulos guy, they say, she said, well, he was a volunteer for a one-time meeting or something like that.
Right.
For a panel that met once.
Right. So that's not true, or is it, you know?
I believe that's under
playing
his roles. And then but the funny thing is they're like, Paul, what was the name again? Manafort?
Am I insane? I mean, wasn't his title at one time campaign manager?
Well, right.
Which would make him...
Grand Poobah after Trump.
Like, if you're a campaign manager, how deeply involved are you with the campaign in which you're motherfucking managing?
I think you probably get a memo or two.
Get a
I
memo?
Think you're in, yeah. I think you're kind of in the in crowd.
It's hard to say. Hey, I don't know. God, I mean, if Hillary Clinton's campaign manager was involved in any shit, my God, you'd never hear the fucking end of it.
Well, they're still tapping their genitals over about on the right about this Tony Podesta guy. Now they're like, oh, my God, somebody named Podesta,
right,
who was a Hillary fan, whose brother had spirit dinners and kids on pizza.
Right. In a Pizzagate. Oh, God, I fucking hate the GOP so fucking much. You know, honestly, dickbags, this really is the president you deserve. You deserve Well, yes, I'm the fuck out of Donald Trump. And my point is, we don't fuck faces.
Why don't we?
We don't.
Why don't we
move
bring
to Texas.
All the Puerto Ricans wherever they want to go?
Yeah.
And they can have Puerto Rico.
Have Puerto Rico. Rebuild it in your image. Have fun with that infrastructure. You think Donald Trump's doing such a great job down there? Go live in it.
Enjoy your white island.
Yeah. Fuck nuts.
Master race.
God. You see that meme? By the way, follow us on Facebook.com/crabdiving. We put up a side-by-side meme of Steve Bannon of the master race compared to actor Idris Elba.
Right.
Who do you think is superior? Right. Guy's face is bleeding.
I think that's a slightly enhanced photograph.
Of Idris?
But yes, and of... Right. Steve Bannon.
We should have a photo of them doing the same thing.
I'm sure Idris walks around with his shirt blowing in the wind just perfectly in the studios all the time.
But let's make a point. Like, if you told Steve Bannon, get as ugly as you possibly can, and then you told Idris Elba, get as ugly as you possibly can, I still think Steve Bannon's going to come out more hideous looking.
Well, right.
Yeah, yeah. Bannon, put that, you know, he should wear, everybody in Saudi Arabia, women are getting their rights. You can go to sporting events now, apparently. They get rid of those burkas, send it to Steve Bannon. He should be in a burka.
So Sarah Huckabee, yeah, it was really, she opened with, I don't know if you guys... don't do it. Just don't waste your time. But she opened with some ridiculous, I don't know whose idea this was. If it was like Trump's, like, yeah. I got an idea. Why did you come up with a joke? She opened with a joke about drinking.
That was long.
That was the explanation. She then went into an explanation of how their tax proposal is going to work by using the metaphor of 10 reporters go to a bar and
yeah,
but they're of 10 different levels of success. And you've got like one crazy rich,
right?
A reporter and then a few rich and
yes.
Then a few middle and then like three or four that don't have any fucking money. Somebody's going to have to buy them drinks.
Of course. Yes.
The takers, we'll call
yes.
them. And she went into this long rambling, much
horrible.
Like I am, metaphor about how their new tax rate is going to... She's like, if you just lower... If the bar says, we love you guys, we're going to lower your whole bill 10%, but then how do you divide up the percentages that you're giving? She's basically saying, look... Shut up, middle class. You don't need a tax break. The
right.
rich people do.
Oh, my God.
Because of these drunken reporters. Duh.
Yeah. It doesn't make...
It's such bullshit.
It doesn't make any sense. And just speaking from, like, a telling joke perspective, you open with that?
Well, no, she opened with a joke.
Horrible.
About something about drinking, and I'll have to tell my dad that or something. Or I don't.
She sucks.
I don't even know. She's really. They're really not good. Conservatives, God. Not funny.
Not funny, and you know, no charisma. But a lot of that has it. It's hard to be charismatic when you're, unless you're Hitler, right? If you're a fucking racist,
he was charismatic.
Hateful, I said unless you're Hitler.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? If racist, charismatic, whatever. You know what I mean. It's
Richard Spencer is a dandy.
Oh, yes.
I hear he's fun at parties. David Duke seems like he's quite a cuddle bear.
Oh, yes. Don't insult bears.
Here we go. This might be the shitty beer joke.
Afternoon. Yeah. I'd like to start the briefing today by addressing a topic that I know all of you are preparing to ask me about, and that's tax reform. A couple of you got it. The initial House tax reform bill will be introduced on Wednesday by the Ways and Means Committee. This is the product of months of work and is now going through an open process in the House. The committee plans to mark up the bill next week, starting on Monday. The House is likely to consider the bill week of November 13th. In order to stay on pace, we want to see a House bill passed by Thanksgiving. This is a very aggressive timeline, but one that will help us get tax cuts this year so families and businesses can plan for 2018.
Oh, God.
We look forward to the details of the tax bill being released on Wednesday. But today I want to take a step back and explain what we're working to do using an anecdote we can all understand. This story has been floating around the internet for a while, and it's important to keep in mind that the numbers are not exact, and I'm also not encouraging any drinking. So file that away. It's mostly for my parents. But I think you'll enjoy it.
I tell you something. Number one, if I owned a media organization, that opening joke she had about, like, whatever, she said tax reform.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
I know you all want to talk about this.
I'm firing
tax reform.
Any reporter that laughs at her fucking joke.
Well, there's like Newsmax in there, and there's really
God
subculture.
That, because remember,
and there's a couple of nut jobs. Remember when they let like the Washington Examiner or something in there?
Oh God! But do you remember in the fucking Iraq War number 2, when the reporters all, you know, decided as a group they would never laugh at Donald Rumsfeld's jokes anymore? Because, you know, he would come in there.
Oh, kind of. Yeah.
Bullshit,
yeah.
Try to be funny while he's lying us into a fucking war. God, these reporters that laugh at this bitch's jokes, they're just licking Hitler's fucking boots. Oh, God, it infuriates
me. Well, yeah, it wasn't.
She's not funny.
Funny, I mean.
Quit kissing her fucking ass.
If they're going to be at least funny, you know, you can give them a.
She's lying.
A courtesy chuckle, but goddamn.
She's lying to us. Her party is lighting our country on fire. Don't laugh at her fucking jokes. God.
God, how much fake laughing around Trump do you think goes on when he says something funny and looks at everybody? Like,
all of it. All of it.
Was fake, that funny? Was that not funny?
Fake, fearful laughing, man. All of it.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
You're a nutball.
So the internet says is blasting Sarah Sanders over her mindless beer tax analogy.
God, it was Huckabee like her daddy? Was your daddy that popular and that influential that your daddy got you this fucking job, Sarah? Huckabee, was he that big of a deal in the GOP that got her this job?
Oh, yeah, he was licking Trump's hole like a cat licking its paw the whole fucking,
God.
The whole goddamn election.
I guess he was a loony extremist governor and then
after
ran for president.
And I think he was even, like, you know, he was at the kids' table for 5 minutes. Let's not forget that. But I think he was, I don't think he was even that nasty about Trump. Like he was hedging his bet about the adult table. Like he wasn't gonna launch anybody.
Yeah, he's boot licking. Oh God, it's disgusting. What will this Sarah Sanders be able to do after this with her integrity? what's she gonna be able to do?
Integrity.
Like what is her? What, how is she gonna go off and make money off this? Because you know she will. She's a gross GOP conservative.
There'll still be unthink tanks.
Oh my God!
Shit like that.
She'll get a job at the Heritage Foundation.
It's not going to be massive reform like there should be in this country,
God.
Yeah, I think she's
just pains me.
The White House insiders. There's a report.
Yes,
that Trump may not seek re-election in 2020.
You don't say. What a shock!
Interesting. This is Newsweek.
Yes.
Is saying that Senator Rand Paul, said that even though the president is raising millions for a 2020 campaign, Republicans should not assume that he's running.
Oh yeah, jeez.
I mean, that would not surprise me if he survives that far that he would be like, "I am so done with this, the swamp. God. I can't do anything. I'm gonna move over and help the people the way I really can by starting my own TV empire."
Oh yes, nobody's gonna fucking watch. Is this what's gonna happen?
He'll claim victory.
he won't run again, and the GOP will say, listen, we won't impeach you if you promise to not seek re-election. Is that what these dirtbags are going to fucking do?
The junior senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, said there could well be a primary after he asked if he was asked if a 2020 primary would be good for the party.
Now, that little dickbag wants to run for president, doesn't he?
Again.
You're gross. Fuck you. Fuck you and your dad. Homophobes.
God, what did he say about Rand Paul? Something about his looks, like
Trump?
Yeah, yeah, during the debates.
I think Rand Paul's better looking than Trump. Sorry. I mean, it's an odd contest. You know, do you remember when Ron Paul in an Ollie G video or whatever made such a big deal about Bruno hitting on him? He's like, oh no, freaking out. He knew it was a bit and a gag, but yet he acted like he was so appalled and so put off by gay people. He almost was physically ill.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage. He's number 11. He's got 1% in the polls. And how he got up here, there's far too many people. Anyway, as far as temperament, and we all know that, as far as temperament, I think I have a great temperament. I built a phenomenal business with incredible, iconic assets.
Damn. Oh, they elected this person. This is like, this is, it's like some kind of fucked up mushroom trip or something.
You know what? This is making me like Donald Trump. Because if you put him up there just bashing conservatives.
Well, that was fun to watch.
I love it. Because I hate Rand Paul. But I hate Trump worse.
Yeah, that's why we were torn. And that's why we thought that he would get drubbed in the general.
Yeah.
And that would have been the best solution.
We underestimated what these racists will come out and do.
And Russia.
Yes, that's true.
And how treasony people would rather win than have any integrity about what's going on.
God. Is there any, say after these midterms, is there any way the Dems get the House and the Congress?
Slim.
Then they can impeach him.
Yeah, maybe 2/3.
And then otherwise.
They're not going to get a supermajority. That would be amazing. But
that bothers me. The GOP should pay for this. They should pay for this.
Well, there should be a mulligan.
Shit. Right. Absolutely.
And Gorsuch should be gone. Should be removed because it's an illegitimate, consequential appointment that the Republicans should not have won.
They're going to try to distance themselves from this Donald Trump, and it just makes me want to vomit because this is who the fuck they are.
As far as temperament, I think I have a great temperament. I built a phenomenal business with incredible, iconic assets. One of the really, truly great real estate businesses. And I may be an entertainer because I've had tremendous success with number one bestsellers all over the place, with The Apprentice and everything else I've done.
What the fuck?
You know what? I'm not trying to be even funny. He doesn't talk like this anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't. What do you think?
He really has declined as far as, I don't know if he's just exhausted or but it just seems that he doesn't talk like this anymore.
What's wrong with him? Schittler, why are you sad?
Maybe he's bummed. Yeah, maybe he's depressed.
Everyone hates you, dude. What is his approval rating? You told me.
Oh, new record lows.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
From Gallup, 33%.
33%.
Yeah, whatever the fuck is wrong with those people. I'll never really quite understand, but...
They live next door. You know what I mean? There's that place next door.
With the big Trump sticker on the back of the truck.
I see that. We see that a good bit here. A lot of Trump decals on the backs of trucks.
Mm-hmm. And those house protected by Second Amendment.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. It's Florida. We all get it. Everybody has guns.
All over the place with The Apprentice and everything else I've done. But I will tell you this, what I am far and away greater than an entertainer is a businessman. And that's the kind of mindset this country needs to bring it back, because we owe $19 trillion right now, $19 trillion. And you need this kind of thinking to bring our country back. And believe me, my temperament is very good, very calm, but we will be respected outside of this country. We are not respected now.
Senator Paul, your name is
Hey, technical question at Vile Experience. When he means outside this country, does he mean Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands?
I don't, yeah.
You stupid fuck.
Where are we respected? Even his butt buddy Vlad doesn't respect him because he's not getting shit done. He hasn't dropped that Magnitsky Act. He hasn't dropped the sanctions.
You know, a lot of this, you fucknut, is because you're embarrassed that somebody has footage of you getting peed on. People, you're worried about a pee-pee tape. You know, and you're out of your fucking mind. Do you think that...
Which will be the smallest footnote
I still want
in
it.
His history.
Right.
When the scandals all come out.
We don't know what he
Seriously, nobody gives a shit about the Russian pee tape. We really don't.
Do you think that... Here's
we do, right. But we don't.
Here's what I think goes down in that Russian pee tape. I'm just guessing. I bet he watches these hookers pee on each other. He strips all the way down, and he does... No, I think he does this thing.
You think he's jerking off when he's watching them pee?
But you don't think he does the... do you remember the movie Silence of the Lambs starring Jodie Foster?
Sure, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah, do you think he's going to do the little mussy dance that Ted...
I think he always does.
Yeah.
Does anyway,
he do that?
This
maybe.
His gun hanging down.
I'm sorry, but this bag of shit talking about The Apprentice and bragging about... It's... How did he win? Russia.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Stupid fuckers that voted for him.
We still are confused.
33%. 33% of the people in this country
approve.
Are dickheads. And there's nothing to be done with these dickheads but wait for them to fucking die.
The problem is that there's a lot of rich dickheads that have the real power.
Right. And they're healthy.
And they're making it. Well, that's one of the points of being rich.
Yeah.
You get the access to the best is healthcare.
Oh, yes. God, that's unfortunate.
So there you go. That's the HuffPo headline was that, Sarah Huckabee prattling on about saying nothing.
It makes me wish there was a hell. Sarah, when I see Sarah Huckabee, it makes me wish there was a hell. But
well, like
a real hell, like
a just God.
Oh, yes.
Not the Christian Old Testament crazy God.
Well, whatever would allow for a nice burning pit of fire for someone to spend eternal life in. Yeah, whatever facilitates that.
What does crack me up is when Christians say that.
What do you mean?
Like, we're big old atheists, so who cares? You know, we don't
burn in hell,
any of it.
Yeah. Like that.
Oh, I can't wait till I'm sitting under the balls of the Lord, sipping a Mai Tai, watching your ass fry in the fires, coals of hell for eternity.
Not for nothing.
You see that comment frequently.
Oh, yeah. Not for nothing, Christian dipshit. If I was Jesus and I heard that, I'd be like, hey, whose show do you think this is, fucknut? This is my show. Here's an idea. Why don't you burn in hell? And I'll let this other guy sit under my balls and watch you roast.
If they followed what the character Jesus allegedly said, he would agree with you. He'd be sitting here with us.
Yeah, lighting motherfuckers up.
Like the whole Occupy thing when people were like, well, if Jesus came back right now, you think he would be up in the top of those ivory towers wearing a suit? And hedge funding?
No.
Or do you think he'd be down with the unwashed?
Who's that guy that's in the pyramid scandal, that scheme that went to Madoff? He'd be... Jesus would have rolled a big fat blunt and been lighting it with the face of Bernie Madoff.
Well, he fucked over rich people.
Oh, God, that's true. I forgot about that.
So that's the only reason he went to jail and not the Wells Fargo people.
Wait a second.
Because the Wells Fargo people screwed over regular people.
Why did we put Madoff in prison then? Because he fucked up. He fucked over the rich guys.
We didn't put him in jail.
Right.
The evil system put him in jail.
Wait. Is Madoff a hero or a zero?
Well, no. He became one of them. But, I mean, ultimately, he did fuck them.
He fucked over Kevin Bacon.
So
I
have no... Not a whole lot of sympathy.
Right. But Madoff isn't like, Snowden. Like, ones that, they're both considered, bad guys by the establishment. Well, Madoff fucked with normal people's pensions, right? Like,
I think there was some trickle down there, but.
Right. I just want to know who needs to roast in hell. Madoff, you know, some people that comment, some right-wing nut jobs that might comment on the crab diving Facebook page here and there. Kevin Bacon, does he deserve a place in hell or no? Even though he did Hollow Man.
No.
Okay.
Tweet us during the show at crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Paul Rudd, yes, in hell.
You can, I don't know. I like Paul Rudd.
I know. I do. He's great.
Purgatory for a while, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Enjoy.
Just for all those rom-coms. Not necessary.
Oh, yes. Katherine Heigl, amazing actress.
Oh, hell.
No, 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 dude. She has to pretend to be in love with Paul Rudd. That's like Meryl Streep level shit.
The headline over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Is, let's see if they're even talking about it over there. I don't know. Like I said, on Fox and Fiends this morning.
Oh, my God.
Took them a while to mention.
Manafort? The whole thing?
Oh, yeah. They were in the middle of... No, this is proof that that Hillary Clinton and Uranium One sold all of our... She smuggled it out in her vagina.
Did she really?
Nugget by nugget, we understand. All those flights she took on the taxpayer dime.
You know, if Gwyneth Paltrow had her way, she would have us putting uranium eggs up our pussies. Right. I guarantee you.
Then steaming them.
It's safe.
Mueller's Halloween, it says, Washington spooked. Oh, look at Drudge.
Oh, my God. You're not funny.
Getting cutesy.
Nobody's funny on the right.
Linking to the Daily Mail.
Oh, trashy.
Which means here is the paragraph.
Right.
That is the title.
Oh, of a whole thing.
Of the really long story over at the Daily Mail.
You are trash.
.co.uk.
Hello.
Paul Manafort faces up to 40 years in jail and is under house arrest along with former business partner Rick Gates after pleading not guilty to 75 million money laundering charges.
That's a lot of charges.
$75 million.
Okay.
In money laundering charges. Yeah.
Jolly good.
They're really busy. They're still reading the charges.
Yeah. But wait, how much did this motherfucker spend on lawn care?
Dash.
Yes.
As Trump insists, it has nothing to do with him.
Fuck you.
Oh God. As much as I hate to admit it, here's a good little summary. They filed the first charges this morning.
Yes.
Manafort. And his buddy Rick Gates.
Gates.
Turned themselves in.
Who the fuck is this Rick Gates motherfucker?
It used to be his chief of staff, deputy chief of staff. I don't know.
Manafort.
He used to work with Manafort.
Okay, buddies.
They both surrendered to face charges including conspiracy against the United States.
Oh, shit.
And conspiracy to launder money. They both pleaded not guilty.
Hello?
Other charges... are being for being an unregistered agent of a foreign principal for making false and misleading Foreign Agents Registration Act statements.
Yes. Crooked Hillary, by the way.
And 7 counts of failure to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts.
Yes.
Manafort is out on $10 million bond.
That's a lot of money, though. That's a lot of money. For him?
Right. Didn't he get that in a sack from the Ukraine?
He's like, it's in my sack. Keep $10 million.
Seriously,
there.
Didn't they like carried it over in a satchel or something?
He's a big satchel. Why didn't this dickhead flee the country before this shit happened? Why didn't he go to Siberia to live out his life?
I don't know what part of the... Well, it says it's unclear if they have to wear ankle monitoring. I would believe they probably should.
Yes.
It says here it's typical for federal courts who release defendants on bond. So
right.
Maybe they should. I think they should have some electronic monitoring and they should put a little off sign on their passports.
Right. I mean, is Manafort a big fish in this, right?
Yeah.
So like, why would Mueller want to flip him for information to get
time? Because he's got a mountain of shit. And also these are the money laundering and these other charges.
Yes.
Can be filed at the state level.
Oh, I see.
So
which
pardon away,
pardon.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Pardon away. You can't touch the money laundering charges.
Can't touch these.
So they most of the pundits think this is, he's stepping on Manafort's neck.
Right. Ooh, shit. Mike Pence is like, ooh, me next.
But that this Papadopoulos, was like, I'll plead guilty and
yeah.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, get me the fuck out of this motherfucker.
The sentences could run as high as 80 years for Manafort.
Bam!
70 for Gates if they're found guilty on everything.
Sad.
Sarah Huckabee told the...
70 years, that's a long time.
She said Trump hasn't spoken with Manafort since February.
Okay.
She kept saying that we know of.
That we know of. Well, what is it?
Like the last official, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? They lie. They lie about everything. The indictment says Manafort and Gates controlled $75 million in slush funds.
Yes.
Buying tailored suits, cars, rugs, and antiques.
Wait, how much in slush funds?
75 million.
Well, okay. Antiques, those are expensive. You ever watch that Antiques Roadshow?
Slush fund.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Money to spend.
Oh, okay. Antiques. What kind of antiques does anybody want? Like, what do you do with an antique? Have it sit there and you look at it? Oh, it's old. Okay.
$600,000 on landscaping.
Listen, I got to tell you, I get it. It's expensive.
It's manscaping and it's Trump's, it's Trump's bill.
Yeah. That spray taste.
Yeah, it's expensive shit.
Man. Spent $30 having this yard
lift
cut.
Up the moves and stuff and make sure it's an even spray.
Well, that's a job creation thing. That's a few people on that one. Grab an end.
Melania.
I need you to hoist these nipples upward. No,
that's in Melania's contract.
Why?
I will not lift his moves anymore.
She won't even manipulate the moves of her fucking husband. Come on, FLOTUS.
I'm sure they're sleeping in the same room in the White House.
God, this is the shittiest fucking this is the shittiest couple ever in the White House, right? They suck.
As far as we know, who the hell knows what George and Martha were like? Well, right. I don't think they were in the White House, but
they don't want to. They don't even want to do anything. Like,
that's what I was thinking about this earlier. Like, you know, so many of these founders, like our first few presidents, have these like angelic histories or whatever, these fables about him. How the fuck do we know what was going on? Right, the free press back then, let's put that in air quotes, because it wasn't as free as today.
Yeah,
where now we know a lot of what goes on.
You don't think like Washington ever had one bad day in the White House where he goes out and beats the shit out of a slave or something like that?
That's what I mean. Or grabbed a wench and
do you think he ever
her over the
you think he ever ejaculated upon an intern?
I don't know if they had interns.
They didn't.
The special counsel also revealed that a former Trump foreign policy aide pleaded guilty.
Yes.
To lying to the FBI.
Nine.
About Russian contacts. That's Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos.
Trump tweeted.
Right.
Let's dive in. Trump tweeted.
Yes.
Our president of the fucking United States.
Don't be embarrassed.
Fucking president of the United States. opened with report out that Obama campaign paid $972,000 to Fusion GPS. The firm also got $12,400,000, parentheses, really?
What the fuck?
Close parentheses, from DNC. Nobody knows who okayed.
Oh, my God.
So, Obama...
Yes?
...is now colluding with the Russians.
Obama...
We've got Hillary...
Is a
canoodler. ...who's been colluding with the Russians.
Yes.
Now it's Obama, too. Now they're trying to say that this Obama campaign...
They were canoodling.
Was all paid for, helped pay for this fake dossier. And it drove me crazy today when that loathsome spokes goblin, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said something about fake, they paid for a fake dossier.
Yes.
It's different then. She said it's different. Going out and getting oppo on a opponent is different than paying millions of dollars to have a fake report written.
But that's not even true.
That's not what's true.
It's
and
fiction.
Fusion GPS should sue the fuck out of that asshole for saying that.
Oh, my God.
Why shouldn't they? Hey, we don't make fake shit, you asshole.
And just think about where that's coming from.
Right.
The fucking White House.
Horrible. So now he's saying, report out that the Obama campaign paid $972,000 to the Fusion GPS.
Yay. God.
But I think it's like the same law firm,
right,
that worked for the Obama campaign, but also worked for the Clinton campaign.
They can have different clients.
It's like 6 degrees.
Yeah, but there...
Somebody bumped into him at a restaurant once.
Right.
It's Obama.
Yeah, it doesn't matter with these fucking people.
No.
It doesn't fucking matter. Because Trump went out and courted the tinfoil hat wearers.
And they really believe this is it. They've jujitsued now.
Oh, I know.
And Mueller's secretly going after Obama and Hillary.
Oh, my God.
And Bill. Somehow Bill's going to go down, too, because he got that $500,000 to speak in Russia, which was obviously
right,
a quid pro quo to get this Russia deal put through to buy this uranium, which is, they didn't, from a Canadian company.
Wait. What does Obama get out of this uranium deal? What would he get out of it? And what would Hillary get out of it?
It's so insane.
They're just evil or something?
It's really insane. I almost want
to
play.
I almost want, don't you think, it's to me, you know, the sad thing in all of this is that these idiots in our country, these racists, these morons, these ignorant dick faces, can't appreciate how fucking stupid they truly are, because it is mind-blowing. It's amazing. Your stupidity is impressive. Kate, are you impressed?
Joy Reid, who is awesome.
Yes.
Over to the...
Yes, she rocks.
MSNBC. I mean, I don't know how long this is, but here. This is... I was going to talk about this at some point anyway. This is... She had on a panel on her Am Joy show on Sunday, and she had two sane people, and then Jen Kearns.
Yes.
Who writes for, I believe I mentioned it earlier, the Washington Examiner.
Oh, God.
Bat shittery.
Garbage.
Right-wing craziness.
Woo.
Well, here, we'll just, this is...
the last week or two, that there was a rush...
2 minutes. So this is Jen Kearns.
Yes.
And really, these people amaze me with how they really are spinning
how
this.
She's in the...
She's in the, here we go, Hillary's going to be indicted crowd.
Right.
Is proof that the president is not...
this is so hopeless.
And so she goes all uranium, and then she gets slapped.
Yes.
Down by Joy Reid.
Oh, yeah.
Here with facts. And,
right.
And she just sits there and smiles. Like, she can't even refute.
That's fucking awesome.
The last week or two, that there was a Russian spy who was getting close to Hillary Clinton. This was reported in the mainstreams. You have Bill Clinton,
We're not going to get too real, but I want to ask you a couple fact-based questions.
Sure.
I want to ask you a couple of fact-based questions.
She's like, what?
Okay. Wait, facts. I work for the Examiner.
Yeah, we don't worry about that. That's not our thing.
Couple fact-based questions.
Sure.
Who got the money when the Canadian company was sold to the Russian company, uranium one? Who received the money?
I presume the company, but look.
Yeah, okay.
A Canadian company.
Yes.
A Canadian company got the money. Not the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Not the Clintons.
Obama?
Not Obama.
He didn't get the money?
No.
Kenya?
Not Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick got the money. I love it.
I presume the company, but look.
Yeah. Okay. Second question. Mm-hmm. Who approved the sale? Because when any sort of uranium or any company that sells sort of sensitive type products, and by the way, the uranium that's mined in these mines, right,
yep,
is for nuclear power. It's not.
Ding. But
yes,
the ones that are out there saying that they sold our nukes to the Russians,
that
drowned yourself in your
yes,
cheese grits.
Burn
for
in
please
hell.
Because
right,
you're too stupid
yeah,
to really be trusted to walk down the street.
Ooh, cheese grits.
I mean, fuck.
This is infuriating. Thank non-existent
the fact
Jesus
that we're
for
talking
Joy
about
Reid
this shit and having to debunk every goddamn fucking thing that these people say
is
infuriating.
And it's Manafort Monday. We're supposed to be talking about Manafort
yeah,
and the Russian
we should be,
shit.
Yeah, we should be sitting in a hot tub.
Yeah, why am I talking about this uranium?
Of conservative tears.
Yes, yes. Where is
and
where
butthurt.
Where is the conservative butthurt? Bring it now.
But they're delusional because they think
they're idiots.
They're convinced. Fox fucking News, Ducey this morning with uranium one. There's the oh my god. There's more proof that Hillary Clinton.
Oh my
is
god!
All over this Russian collusion.
Yeah, they're so dumb. It's so dumb.
Uranium or any company that sells sort of sensitive type products. And by the way, the uranium that's mined in these mines, right, is for nuclear power. It's not for nuclear bombs, right? But when that happens, there is an...
And BT Dubs.
Yes.
Can't leave the country by statute. Nobody sold the Russians our uranium.
Oh,
they
God.
Sold a controlling interest in a Canadian company that owns the mining rights to the shit. Which means they own the land. The government pays them to extract it. The government gets the uranium.
Okay. And to that, I will say, Benghazi!
The uranium does not go to Russia.
Right. It can't.
Right.
So
they don't control the uranium. They control the mining of like 20% of the uranium.
So this dick bag.
The contracts to mine it.
Right. So this dickbag that Joy Reid is eviscerating, did she think she was just going to say all this shit and none of these facts were going to be discussed in this interview? Is that what these right-wing nut jobs?
They're just punching bags because they know that none of their assholes are watching this.
You
think anybody on the right's going to be like, I'm going to take in AM Joy this morning, see what she's got to say.
I
before snake waving church.
I'm going to watch Rachel Maddow tonight.
And there are people who talk like that who are liberals. And But.
Hey, liberals, if you talk like that, relax. We're marginalizing a bunch
Thanks
of rednecks.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Here is more of this.
Or nuclear power. It's not for nuclear bombs, right? But when that happens, there is an organization called CFIUS that approves it. Do you know what CFIUS stands for?
Yes, absolutely.
What does it stand for?
Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States.
How many people sit on that committee?
9 members.
How many have to approve a deal like this?
All 9
9
of them,
members.
I believe.
How many approved this deal?
9 of them.
Did Hillary Clinton sit personally on that deal?
No, but she
did
pushed
not.
For it.
Hold on
here.
Who is the...
But she pushed for it. No, she did not.
Yeah.
There has been report after report that these people on the CFIUS, she appointed somebody, a deputy schmucko, to go to these meetings and sit on this CFIUS. She's like, I don't know. I got wars to stop.
But
I got other shit to do. I'm flying around at being Secretary of State. The Secretary of State gets a permanent seat on the CFIUS panel. So she said she appointed a deputy to sit in for her.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing, it was such a nothing burger of a deal that all 9 of the people on this, the CFIUS,
right,
voted, yeah, let it go through. Okay, fine.
There's absolutely nothing there.
It's advisory at best. They can't yay or nay it. Only the president, by the powers vested in he with whatever's going on, can say, can nix the deal.
Right.
So this CFIUS, even if they said, we don't think you should do it, the president could say, fuck you, I'm doing it, or vice versa.
So this is the uranium thing that Trump's crowing about.
She sold, Hillary sold it.
But it's not, my God, I mean, if you tie shit together like that, I'm sure you could tie Donald Trump to some nefarious shit.
And examiner idiot.
God
is
damn.
Smiling. She knows.
It doesn't matter.
She just knows. You could tell on her face that she knows, but she's got her points and she's going to get it out there and just go, no, well, that's not the case. Well, Hillary pushed for it. And Joy Reid's like, well, no, that's not true.
But surely some of these other right-wing nutjob pundits bring up the same point Joy Reid does.
Oh.
Surely Alex Jones goes over this.
Absolutely. Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, yes. Ugh.
They're hard hitting.
Hard
deal.
No, but she
did
pushed
not.
For it.
She, no, she
and
did
you
not.
Know what?
No, hold on
here.
Who is the person who donated to Hillary Clinton who is related to and had an investment in Uranium One? What is that person's name? Do you remember their name?
They are board members of Uranium One, donated up to $143 million.
And when did
Tom the Clinton
Kiestra,
Foundation?
Did he own any assets in Uranium One at the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State?
You know, I don't know that,
he did
but
not.
Here's.
What
not.
A journalist you are.
You don't even know that.
She said, well, but it's $143 million went to the Clinton Foundation. 90% of that yes. was from this Guistra guy
Guistra.
Who was one of the founders of the company that bought Uranium One.
Okay.
The controlling interest. He sold all of his interest in it in 2007.
Well, that's way before.
Well, that's before Obama was even president.
Wow. That's, geez. It's as if.
And the donation, yeah. he was involved with other business dealings that he, like the Clinton Foundation, he donated the money to them, which, by the way, you can look at all of the books for the Clinton Foundation
yes.
online. Open,
right.
100%. Well, you can examine
okay.
all of the accounting. Trump
right.
Foundation.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's been closed down by the New York Attorney General.
It is insane. It's insane that people are bringing up Hillary fucking Clinton today. That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Joy Reid really fucking.
That was more here.
Killing it here. It's awesome.
Here's what I would
sold them.
Here's what I'd like
before.
To know.
So hold on one second.
You sold
them years before.
Yep.
So what you're talking about is a deal that 9 members of CFIUS approved unanimously, none of whom was Hillary Clinton. You have a donor who separately gave Hillary Clinton donations at a time when she was not Secretary of State. The two things cross in the night. They have no relation to each other. The members of CFIUS have been very clear that Hillary Clinton had nothing to do with approving that deal. She would have had to strong arm 8 other people in order.
Yeah, the people on the board were like, Hillary was never around. She didn't know shit about this deal.
You know, but Joy Reid's like, she would have to strong arm 9 people and say, what about all that fucker she killed and Bill Clinton killed and Vince Foster right. and blah, blah, blah.
In a heartbeat. Alex Jones would be like, you mean, you don't think there's a lot more bodies out there than 9?
Yeah. And then in 5 seconds, you're going to hear the word Benghazi and then emails. Oh, God, it's infuriating.
Each other. The members of CFIUS have been very clear that Hillary Clinton had nothing to do with approving that deal. She would have had to strong arm 8 other people in order to get them to unanimously approve the deal, and ultimately the President of the United States would intervene if they saw any problem. The CFIUS people say now, if that deal came before them today, they would still approve it unanimously. There's actually nothing about the deal that's controversial. The only reason we're talking about it is because, per your even admission, which I think is very honest, the RNC would like us to be talking about this now. I want to bring Catherine Rempell in.
There you go.
Bam. I mean, she doesn't take any kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Yep, whew. Yep, yep.
Right.
Good for Joy Reid.
God, she's got a daughter, right? I've heard her talk about her daughter before. So.
Joy Reid, yeah. She's
yeah,
got kids,
I yeah. can't. Listen, if Joy Reid's your mom, don't lie to her.
Yeah.
She just don't yeah. do it. She's going to figure it out, okay?
There you go. Manafort Monday. Congratulations,
bam.
Everybody.
Uranium. Jeez.
And the uranium thing is just, it's so nothing, so nothing.
Yeah,
I tweeted something
fuck.
About it being a, isn't it interesting that the weekend that they announce possible indictments on Monday, this was over the weekend.
Right.
That all of a sudden we're back in Hillary uranium land.
Yeah.
And I said, they're spreading the fable of the Clinton uranium deal, and some Trump pansy responded to us, fable ! Sad face emoji, laughing
yeah,
crying
yeah.
emoji, sad face emoji.
Yeah, yeah. Shove. Hey,
like, oh, you stupid libtard. Yeah. Fable.
Shove your fucking emojis up your ass and continue to vote for Trump and the GOP because yeah. they don't want you to have health care and they don't want to raise the minimum wage. So take your emojis and shove them up your fucking colon. dickhead. Dumbass motherfuckers.
Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of other interesting stuff be going on.
Right.
Chucky Schumer.
Hey, little Chucky Schumer.
Chuck Schumer.
Right.
Has issued a warning to the president.
Oh my gosh.
Warned him not to interfere.
Right.
With the special counsel.
Or what? He's going to say it again?
Quote the... Well, yeah, really.
What are you going to do,
The president must not, under any circumstances, interfere with the special counsel's work in any way. If he does so, Congress must respond swiftly, unequivocally, and in a bipartisan way to ensure that the investigation continues. Oh, I'm fully confident that the Republicans would turn around, Ryan. And if he fired Mueller, say, we agree, that's too
yes.
far.
Right. Hey, Chuck, why don't you and Nancy don't go have dinner at that guy's house anymore, okay? Quit propping him up. Ugh.
12 counts, by the way, against Manafort.
Bam. I was enjoying you. I forget what the number you said, but what he spent on landscaping? Hey,
600 plus grand.
600 grand. God, I thought you said 65,000.
No, 600.
Okay,
it's a big house in the Hamptons. Again, it's got, you know, lawn.
We paid $30 to have the yard. Topiaries. Yeah. You're right. All these topiaries. Hey, these topiaries aren't going to topiary themselves. Fuck you.
Like the way he dresses, like a Sopranos wannabe. You know he's got topiaries.
Shit. You know, yeah, right.
Greek statues, that kind of horrible shit.
You know, the thing about it is all these people in this whole fucking bullshit Russia scandal, God, they're all trash.
Yes, yeah, Trump trash. Included.
Oh, he's king of the trash pile.
Look at his apartment.
Oh, it's disgusting. He really wants to live with all that gold.
He really thinks he's Louis the 69th or something.
Yeah, you're Louis 69.
Look at me. That's a good one. Royalty. Thanks for joining us this Monday.
Yes.
Is
that a picture, by the way? Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Mod Gon twatted us a picture. Is that Ivanka? I don't know if
I think that's Ivanka.
Is it really? I couldn't tell. For a second there.
Did Ivanka have a modeling career once?
I don't know. It's something.
She's wearing a fur on her bazooms.
Oh, is that a fur? I think that's fake fur.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Have to sniff it.
It'd be a pant. Is that how you tell? This smells like a yak.
Kudos to Joy Reid.
Yeah, good job.
Well done.
It's fucking awesome. Go get them. Go get more of these guys, Joy.
Oh, I'll bet your brother will be forwarding this one to us.
Yes.
Your brother who bravely went undercover with your mom also.
Yeah, I know.
The intrepid duo who went undercover into a Trump rally.
Yes.
And a significant Trump rally because it was the one where they did that horrible... over there.
Oh, the little show choir.
Over there.
Little girls. That did
kill
the show
some
choir.
Mexicans. Yeah. Hate some Jews. Over there.
Oh, God.
Here in Pensacola, Florida.
Disgusting. We're gross.
And your brother Jason still gets, he gave them
his email.
Hopefully a spam. One of his spam / porn email.
Yes.
And
emails.
He forwards a. To us sometimes the
right. Oh, they're ridiculous.
The horrible, really gross fundraising emails that these assholes are coming up with.
It's always a dog whistle and then send us money, right?
Oh yeah. And now I guess there's a he forwarded a couple days ago.
Right.
Here's one. Shout out to Jason.
Jason, what's up?
Shout out to everybody.
Right. Shout out to
listening. Thanks for listening.
Shout out to Aquaman and Aqualad. What up?
Aqualad? You're into the whole Aqualad thing now?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm down.
Now that you learned about the new character?
Fuck you. Oh, I know all I need to know about Aqualad.
Yeah.
Swims in tights.
I understand.
Squids.
Kevin Spacey wants to play Aquaman now.
Yeah,
yeah. this was... couple days ago it's from Mike Pence. Pence sent Jason an email.
Little Mikey Pence. Hey, quit emailing my brother, you perv.
And the subject is, in your neighborhood.
Blah.
Jason, we must fight to protect and defend American values, which are at risk every day, italics, in this country.
Oh, wow.
When President Trump said that he was fighting for hardworking Americans,
hard.
For small businesses, and for families, he meant it.
Oh, yes.
I've watched as President Trump and his administration work tirelessly to cut through the noise and get the truth out to the American...
come on!
You can't wow. Make me say they're getting the truth out!
I love this email.
God, I
get
need
the
to
truth out.
Rip
Jack
up my acting
me.
Degree.
Woo. Milk the truth out. That's what they meant.
Get the truth out to the American people about our accomplishments. That's why I'm reaching out... comma, all caps, Jason, name that was filled out in a field.
Reach around.
It's critical we reach our fundraising goals to set the tone for the months ahead.
Oh, my God.
And be prepared for these baseless attacks against everything we do.
Oh, my God.
So please consider making an important October end of month contribution. Contribute $1. You can contribute $1, Ryan.
Oh, I can give Mikey Pence $1?
It's because of supporters like you that we're able to get the message out and demand Congress get things done.
You know,
make an important October end of month contribution of just $1 before the deadline. Thank you, and God bless.
Oh, yes. Shove your God up Mike your dick hole. Right, Mike. You know how they get you, probably? You fill out that thing to donate, and it's probably a recurring fucking thing. And then they get you on a monthly recurring thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's donate a dollar a week. Dollar a month.
Hey, if anyone is listening and you give to the Trump campaign, I am begging you, please stop. Right? Do you think we have anyone listening that donates?
Well, there's a new
Surely
one.
Not.
There's a new one out that Jason will probably be getting because now people are tweeting out this letter that went out from Eric Trump.
Blah. Oh, that's the really ugly one too, with the teeth and the fucking. Hey, Eric, how it looks like you're are you sure daddy didn't mate with a barracuda?
There's new opposition against my father and this administration every day. The mainstream media continues to play politics, creating division and turning the American people against one another.
They hate you. They hate
you. Who's turning people against one another?
Well, you know, Eric, it might help. Your personality sucks. I mean, it's not pleasant to look at you, but your personality is shit.
As a loyal supporter of our movement, I know you know the truth.
Ooh, movement.
My father has spoken out time and time again against those who have tried to bring this country down and will always do so to protect hardworking Americans whose values have been forgotten by Washington.
Oh, God. Fuck off.
To stand with us, please consider making a crucial end of month contribution before the deadline tomorrow.
Make a contribution.
Deadline. There's a deadline. Hurry up.
I don't want your dollar a day after the fucking deadline.
We're working to change the course of this country for the better.
Yeah, no shit.
My father will always stand for what's right. Well, the person who got this was Zeke.
Yes.
For Zeke. What's right, Zeke, and hopes you will too.
God, I know a few Zekes. I know one Zeke. Zeke, I swear to God, this you better not be given to Trump.
I know a couple Zekes.
You think any of them are donating?
This is Zeke Miller, who is a White House reporter at Associated Press.
What? I implore any Zekes out there donating to Schittler, please cease. He's killing this country.
Eric fucking Trump.
Blah, 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 blah.
They're coming after my father and everything we hold true, white people.
Oh, my God.
I mean, our values, our heritage.
Shit.
Confederate heritage, even though I'm from upstate New York.
Oh, right. Which side of the Confederacy were you on, fucknut? Why does Donald Trump have such a hard-on for these war memorials?
From Manhattan. They grew up in Manhattan. What am
they
I
don't
saying?
Know from the
yeah.
fucking Confederacy.
What? Oh, yeah. Confederacy,
Why do you have a hard-on for these memorials?
Except they,
you love white people.
They'd take the mulligan
right.
on the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. How do you think our country would end up?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
if we had the Civil War over again?
Yeah, you just said they'd take a mulligan. How do you think it would end up?
Keep your eyes open.
Right. Yeah.
Except now it's not going to be North versus South. It's who knows what it's going to be. We're going to have to get the hell out of here.
It's the stupid people versus the not stupid people. And I hate to be a dick, but that's true. You know, I don't know. It's people that don't see gay people and people of color as people. That's the line, right? I mean, that's how this Schittler is polarizing us. We got to get the Muslims out of here until we figure out what the hell is going on. Build a wall. This fucking anti-gay, this anti-trans shit.
Good news today, though, on that front.
Yes.
I mean, wait. Good news?
Yeah, right? That we have to do
question
this.
Mark again. Good news under the Trumpian administration means some horribly shitty, vile fucking thing may not happen,
right?
Or is partially thwarted. This is the military ban on transgender.
Okay.
Brethren and sisterin and otherin.
Right.
A judge has done put a hold on that shit.
Okay.
Saying that they're not going to do anything until it works its way through the courts. You know, there are lawsuits against it already.
They feel like by the time it's not even going to get to them, right? Because some other court is going to strike it down.
Well, yeah, there's going to be probably a trial. I mean, there'll be a federal court trial of some sort.
Why are you guys so fucking hateful? What's your problem?
But of course, the Trump administration wanted it to take effect.
Oh, yes.
Kick him out. Get him out. Don't have any more. Don't let any more in.
You fuck faces.
A federal court in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Said that barred the administration from proceeding with plans to exclude transgender people from military service. You know, I can't believe we're having these conversations.
You know why, dude? Because this is going to sound so simplistic.
Oops.
We do not have a president that understands the difference between right and wrong. He doesn't fucking get it. Yeah. He's a fucking game show, fucking white trash oligarch dick fuck with a fucking... with a complex, because he's got a tiny little doorknob dick, doorbell dick, whatever. You know, I mean, he made all that big deal about his dick being big.
U.S. District Judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli.
Cotelli.
Ruled, that's why I lost. He was a woman.
All right. Women
I can't
you.
Have a Mexican. No Mexican judges for me. No women. No Muslims. It's very unfair.
Right.
Remember they asked him about that? He's like, well, Curiel. He should recuse himself because he's Mexican. No, he's born in Indiana, but he's of Mexican descent. He's not going to be biased. And then they said one person asked him, "So Muslim?
Yes.
Would you say the same thing about a Muslim judge?" He's like, "Oh well, maybe, sure."
That's so insane. That's
want rich white billionaires on my jury. It's my peers.
Let me ask you something. Did he say that thing about Curiel to dog whistle the racists? Or did he just not know? Did he actually think his...
Oh, no, he thought that he should...
He thought he had a good point?
Yeah. He's Mexican. Of course he hates me.
Wait a second. What if there is a lawsuit based on something that had to do with walking? And you had a judge that didn't walk. It was in a wheelchair. Would that judge have to recuse himself?
I would think so. Is he a Mexican?
What's going on in your fucking brain? Is he a Mexican?
The judge ruled that the transgender service members who sued Trump over the policy were likely to win.
Yeah.
Their lawsuit.
Your policy sucks. It's dumb.
She directed a return to the situation that existed before Trump announced his new policy this summer. So he got a double kick to the gut today.
Ooh, yes.
With Manafort and Papadopoulos.
We call that a kick to the gut and from this, behind.
And this.
Yeah. Yeah. Which bothers him the most? The Papadopoulos kick to the gunt, the Manafort gunt kick, or this guy, or this thing? Which gunt kick?
Oh, I think Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos?
Snuffleupagus.
Sad.
George Stephanopoulos.
Right.
The new policy that...
See, but no, wait a second. You just did something the right-wing nut jobs will do. See, they're going to say, you connected Papadopoulos to George Stephanopoulos.
Well, yeah.
Sound
almost the same.
I know, they see?
They're both Greek.
Somebody's going to do that.
And you know what Greek means?
Anal.
They're both homosexuals.
Oh, yes. Mike Pence is like, what?
Ooh.
Third input.
She said that the administration provided no solid evidence why a ban should be implemented.
Right. Yeah.
Please tell us why the ban.
So let me understand this. We go through all this bullshit, all these shenanigans, just to get us back to where they fought, where we were before he put this fucking ban in place.
So right now,
that's stupid.
The proposed ban remains unenforceable under the injunction.
Ooh, yes.
The Justice Department, under Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, issued a statement.
Fuck you.
We disagree with the court's ruling and are currently evaluating the next steps.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's really important that we make sure that people who want to serve their country can't.
Yeah.
Unless they white Christian males.
Right. And by the way,
they want to get women out of there too. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah. But even by sort of the courts even having to listen to this stupidity, does this not embolden dumb shitbags to commit hate crimes,
right,
to bully? I mean, this does nothing but makes people's lives.
Look, the government hates
worse.
You too. Therefore, we should.
God, it's criminal. That's why
Trump can never be separated from the GOP. This is their fault. This is all of our faults, but a lot of it lies with them. They suck this guy's dick.
I'm here.
Fuck off.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
It's so weird, because like when he's screaming, it's just listening to this, when you see it, I expect him to be running about the studio, just waving his arms and screaming. But he's generally sitting there in his chair, like,
clenched fist.
Yeah,
he's shaking.
He's trembling.
Yeah. Except that last one where, coincidentally, just at commercial, he stood up and threw his chair over the...
Right.
Remember, because the trannies are coming?
Oh, that's right.
Because they're reading stories to kids in schools.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and by the way...
I'm not going to take it anymore!
Right. we understand Alex Jones is a really big... strapping guy, but it seemed like he struggled a little bit to toss that chair over the desk. God. You know what I mean?
At Anna Engelbrecht 5, check out the. She said, yes, she had a modeling career.
I know. What?
Oh my God.
You know what? That's what
Was she doing a revival of Bride of Frankenstein?
Yes. And you know what? When my hair gets long, that's what it looks like when I wake up. It's all, you know what I mean? Doesn't it? It's like all, you know,
gotcha. Well, you know, fashion.
Yeah. She looks like a troll doll. I don't mean like, what's up with the yellow shit on her eyes?
At Thread and Thumb, tell Eric Trump yawn.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Is she in, is this modeling? Hey, Anna, is this modeling or is she on Deep Space Nine? She looks like Star Trek. Uhura.
Oh, trending on the Twitter, House of Cards will end after season 6.
Bam! Yeah, that's what happens if you can't remember if you assaulted a 14-year-old or not when you were fucking drunk.
Netflix is pulling the plug, no pun intended,
plug.
On the House of Cards.
Right.
Pulling the butt plug out of the House of Cards.
Bye-bye, Frank Underwood.
They're ending the show after the 6th season next year. Following the allegations, actor Anthony Rapp, who's currently on the new Star Trek Discovery show.
Oh, shit.
He came forward with a story from 1986.
Yes.
In which he said Kevin Spacey.
Right.
Diddled
him or
drunkenly
something.
Drunkenly tried to pork him.
Jeez.
I don't think he did anything, but he said he tried. Definitely wanted to fuck him.
In 1986.
When he was 14.
Wow.
Not Spacey.
Right, right. Okay. Was Anthony Rapp the kid in, who was Deanna Trekker's kid or who in, God, what was that Star Trek where everybody's on with Geordi, the guy?
No, he's in the new one right now.
With Reading Rainbow.
He's in the new one right now.
Oh, okay. He's not that kid.
Correct.
All right.
I don't believe he was.
Is Deep Space Nine Star Trek?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like Star Wars better, that's all.
You like, you don't like socialism, huh?
No. Oh, I love socialism. No, I love socialism. I just don't like Star Trekism.
I think he was one of the, he was in Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, I saw that movie. That's great. That movie's awesome. It takes place in Chicago. Really enjoyed that movie. Very funny. Who's in that? Who is the lead in that? That was,
Elizabeth Shue?
Oh, God damn. I was going to say Nicole Kidman.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
The, so yeah, Ned, there you go. Brand new news, hot off the presses, everybody.
Right.
The awesome series.
Why don't they replace?
House of Cards.
No, no. Why are they taking it off the air, though? Why can't they just make it about somebody else in that show?
Well, I saw a lot of comments where people were saying, kill him off and let Claire Underwood be president.
Let him have a fucking grabber.
Yeah.
Damn it. So I don't get to watch Robin Wright Penn act anymore.
They said, let him die off screen.
God.
Let him just have a funeral scene to open the next season.
Right.
But I think he's like one of the exec producers and shit. Like he's been in it since the beginning. So I think it might be hard to extricate him. Who knows, though, what they have
in
their
contract clauses. They should have a scene where a guy that Frank Underwood tried to diddle when he was 14 years old, like stabs him to death or something. You know? And that's how we kill off Underwood. What about that?
They also hear that Netflix, they were producing a movie with Spacey called Gore. about Gore Vidal, that may be on the chopping block now too.
Sad. Yeah. Bye bye, dickhead. Hey, listen, I enjoyed watching Kevin Spacey act, but what a fuckhead, right? I mean,
Spacey was 26 at the time.
Yes.
When he drunkenly put Anthony Rapp on a bed to seduce him.
Jeez.
I was aware he was trying to get with me sexually, Rapp said.
Right.
When they were both on Broadway in a revival of Long Day's Journey and Tonight.
Oh, God. I bet Kevin Spacey was awesome in that. Jeez. Was he like, what's your sleep number?
Shortly afterwards, and this is not the way to handle it.
Right.
Kevin Spacey issued a horrible statement. It was basically a glitter bomb.
Right.
With a, oh, wow, I don't remember. Must have been drunk.
Right.
Glitter bomb. By the way, I like penis.
Yeah.
But I choose to live as a gay man, which.
Yeah.
Who.
What does that have to do with anything?
The world didn't know that.
Yeah.
BT dubs. And right. Who cares?
What does that have to do with what the fuck is.
I think it's a flashbang grenade. I think it's trying to obfuscate.
That's a Frank Underwood move. But that's a Frank Underwood move.
And if Anthony Rapp had been of age, for sure.
Who cares? Okay,
I was drunk. I put the moves on. I'm sorry.
But he was 14.
He was 14.
I mean, my God, that's so fucking young.
And he
young.
Knew he was 14. It's not like, right. He looked so old for his age. I met him at a bar kind of thing. This is, he was working on Broadway with the kid and tried to fuck him.
You know what, man? I've done lots of plays with kids. And there are moments when you're backstage and shit, and I'm like, God, I would never
imagine
put my child.
Talk to him.
I would never want to. I just don't like the idea of putting my child around a bunch of fucking actors. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Backstage is, it's an adult place, to be honest.
Yeah, we had one kid in Tartuffe I did in Chicago.
Yes.
And that was, it was interesting.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a small cast. You know what I mean? It's
it was a raunchy cast, though. Mr. Leather.
Right. Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
Like Mr. World Leather winner.
Right.
Assless chaps kind of deal.
I just.
Not that that's.
Actors, I mean, listen.
Makes him immoral. I'm just saying. It's a.
Yeah.
Colorful. Yes. A lot of colorful language. And a few times people were like, well, you know, watch out, the kids in the room or something.
Right.
And then other people were like, fuck him. He's 14. He's in theater. He should be able to hear this shit.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying.
What a horror scene. I wouldn't want my kid. I don't know. I mean, God, you think about on Kevin Spacey on Broadway in a Broadway production. That shit's going on. You can't get more professional than that.
Right.
Shit. Who's a fucking stage manager? I mean, I don't mean to be a dick. Well, this is at a party.
There.
Right?
Yeah, I don't.
Right. Okay.
Rehearsals or anything.
Right.
He said he did not remember the encounter, but was horrified by what Rapp described. If I did behave then as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. The LGBTQ community,
yes,
is irate with him,
right?
Because he's basically saying, "Well, I was drunk."
Yeah, I'm drunk.
Ignoring the 14-year-old part. There's a lot of people who get drunk and don't try to fuck 14-year-olds.
And why bring out the fact that you're living as a gay man? Because living as a gay man. Has nothing to do with trying to diddle a fucking 14-year-old.
Exactly. And tying any of the two behavior and saying it's drunken behavior.
God, talk about pushing your cause
not,
back.
Yeah,
dude.
Does not.
The fuck?
Does not absolve you of responsibility for your shit fuckery.
Yeah. Fucking, you're in Long Day's Journey and Tonight on Broadway. Isn't that enough, you fucking asshole? Man, fuck him.
26 on Broadway.
God, fuck you and fuck your charmed fucking career. Honestly.
Good actor, though, but.
Yeah, fuck him.
Heinous human.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. Yeah.
I mean, I guess he didn't do anything, but he's a scumbag.
Doesn't it sound like what he tweeted
and he's
out
losing.
Sounded like something a lawyer told him to say?
Oh, I'm sure he didn't just jot this down put it out. Yeah, I'm sure there was a team. His fucking reps. His management team got together, called their PR section.
Right.
And said, what do we say here?
Why don't you, Brett Ratner, Woody Allen, and what is it? Whatever that fuck nut we always give Oscars to that raped that chicken. Roman Polanski. Why don't you go make a super movie starring a bunch of pervs? Go fuck off. Hate that.
So hopefully, I mean, maybe his punishment will be losing his career. But I think, I don't know. I've heard shit about Kevin Spacey for years.
Yeah, but not this kid shit, though.
Tiny corner of Hollywood I was involved in.
But, like, with kids and stuff?
Mm.
Oh, I never heard that.
I mean, I heard he liked them young.
Yeah.
Never heard an actual specific.
God, Kevin, no offense, but what do you talk to a 14-year-old about? Nothing. Not a thing. You don't have anything in common with a fucking kid.
And the Weinstein one was another not real big secret.
Right. Well, you know, it's, you know, shit Hollywood, you know.
To that level. I mean, really, the rumors you hear are like, oh, he's a little ass grabby and, you know, yuck.
Yeah.
Which is not, allowable either in today's society. Nor should it have been in previous society.
Right. Geez, you know, the president, the president on House of Cards, his shit is gone. This stuff comes out. But we have a real president who's still president. And this shit's out there about him. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm sorry. I just saw the latest Ivanka picture.
I saw that. Is that Ivanka? It doesn't even look like her.
Oh, there's allegations that she may have had a little nip and tuck here and there.
Yeah, I mean, but her hair's so dark.
Oh, her hair is brown.
Nah, she's a blonde, right?
Okay.
Well, I thought she was blonde.
And Donald Trump never lies.
Oh, shit. Well, I didn't know.
No, I think she's a brunette.
Okay. God, does she do her own hair color?
I think she was a dark-haired little girl.
It looks great. I don't know.
The master race is blonde, Ryan.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Sorry, guys. Is she in like a music video there? It looks like... By the way, follow us on Twitter so you can know what we're talking about, at Crab Diving. Modgon twatted out a picture of Ivanka. It looks like she's in a music video or something.
Yeah, something crazy going on.
Yeah.
Boobies with pasties.
And she's got like serious face on, like serious face. Like model face. Duck face. Yeah. Even.
I just got caught stealing something face.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Ooh.
I'm surprised. Look at who, me? So there you go. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Kevin Spacey needs to go away.
Yeah.
And fuck him for conflating. Right.
That's shitty.
Just being a gay drunk dude with kid diddling.
You're a dickhead, really.
Not cool.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not talented enough. Fuck off.
But if we were Republicans,
not that interesting.
If we were Republicans, we'd be running for president.
Yeah, you know what? What I said didn't make any sense. I was going to say you're not a good enough actor to. Nobody's a good enough actor. You know what I mean? Fuck this.
Oh right. Yeah.
Fuck him.
Good actor, horrible human.
Yeah.
I've got a quick little story here. Thanks for joining us Monday. Yes. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
You know who should replace him in House of Cards? Paul Rudd. There you go. Okay.
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Leave us good reviews. It helps. Bad reviews.
I bet Paul Rudd. Funny. Paul Rudd probably would replace him because he really literally is in everything. Literally. He's in everything. I don't know.
Make your paper, boo. Strike while the iron is hot, man. It's like the best thing that
he's gonna be Batman. I guarantee you, Paul Rudd's the next fucking Batman.
Oh my god, who played Michael Caine? Right. Like Michael Caine said at the Oscar, I did a ton of movies and I made a lot of crap.
Hello,
but I made a lot of money.
Right.
Which then later allowed me to pick and choose the good scripts to do.
Yeah, I know. Not that all English people know each other, and this guy I'm going to talk about is Welsh. But Michael Caine, did you ever talk to Sean Connery about being a better actor? I'm just wondering, like, help him. Do you know what
Sean
I mean?
Connery is Scottish,
not Welsh. Fuck.
And
whatever. sorry, everybody in the UK is listening. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, Connery's supposed to be a cock knocker.
He's right.
Not a nice dude.
Right.
Also said, you should slap a woman every once in a while if she gets out of line.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you can't carry Michael Caine's nutsack, Sean. No offense.
What are you laughing at?
Like Twitter. See, Maude Gonne is reacting to your the Ivanka Trump's had a little work. She says, a little work? A little work? I think you're okay. Ivanka Trump's had a lot of work.
I've got a story here. This, do you remember, you know, I don't even have to tell. Let me first, I'll leave the name out.
Yes.
Most people don't even know.
Okay.
Who, first of all, we don't have a lot of ambassadors out there.
Right.
Because I think
nobody wants to work for this dick face.
Well, and I think they're just not, they're decimating our reputation worldwide and the State Department and all that. They're just not hiring people.
Yeah, everybody's getting job offers.
And then they're blaming the Democrats for stonewalling.
Is it true El DeBarge is the ambassador of France?
Sure. Feel the beat of the rhythm of the night.
Who's holding Donna now? Okay, so that
no, we're done. That's it.
I can't name another El DeBarge song.
The ambassador, but we do have an ambassador to New Zealand.
Hello. Oh yeah,
that's more like.
Stop. Save me.
U.S. officials investigated our new ambassador.
Yes,
our ambassador. To New Zealand.
Right.
Not the New Zealand ambassador here.
Right.
Our guy we sent down there to represent us.
I would love that job. Nobody ever bugs you. What the fuck does New Zealand do?
Was Nothing. Accused of inappropriate behavior at a party in Samoa.
Sheep.
And was alleged by another woman to have stared at her breasts.
Oh, God.
He was there with his wife.
I stared at his
in July for a party celebrating 50 years of the Peace Corps being in Samoa.
Okay.
It was his first visit to Samoa, of which he is also the official U.S. rep, I guess because it's closer to New Zealand.
Right.
And they're like, you know.
I get it. I guess.
Every once in a while, you got to fly to Samoa.
Yeah.
The party was intended as the climax of the ambassador's trip, a night for celebration.
Hello.
This is The Guardian, by the way. People were in high spirits. They were offered beer, wine, champagne, local hors d'oeuvres.
Okay. Right.
Hors d'oeuvres. Including slices of taro topped with palusami. Oh, God, who cares?
Hey, let me ask you something. Donald Trump's reading on a teleprompter. The word hors d'oeuvres comes out. Is it spelled out phonetically? But he probably knows that word because he's a rich guy.
Whores.
But he owns restaurants, so he probably knows that.
Hors d'oeuvres, the best, most fabulous hors
Trump
d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Right.
I have the best words. One attendee described that something was wrong that night. Something was off.
What?
And the party has now been at the center of a U.S. State Department investigation over the ambassador's conduct to two women.
We can't do anything right. We can't do anything right. I mean, really, dude? This is the ambassador to fucking New Zealand. I don't even know the capital of the goddamn country. What is it? Fucking.
I don't know what the capital of New
Zealand
Dunedin.
Is. Dunedin.
It's understood. Two complaints investigated. Originally came from two female Peace Corps members.
Oh, God damn it. They're fucking volunteering their time.
Others at the ambassador's, at the others though, said that in general, our ambassador's behavior was, quote, shocking.
What?
Quote, culturally insensitive.
Yes.
Rude.
It's our
and
ambassador.
Well, of course
it's our
it
ambassador!
Is. That's who we are now.
Oh my God.
Shocking,
Wellington.
Culturally insensitive, rude, and undiplomatic. We are the quintessential asshole American now.
We fucking suck. Capital's Wellington, by the way. For those of you who didn't
Wellington?
Know. There you go. God, we're just garbage. We're garbage people. Hi, I'm a garbage person. Shit in my mouth.
A number of people who spoke with The Guardian said that he made them feel uncomfortable. One woman said he allegedly. Dude. One woman said he allegedly stared at her titties while she was when she was introduced.
Stared at her titties.
At her. Well, I.
They said titties in The Guardian.
No, I'm. I'm crab diving it up. I'm translating for crab diving.
Crab dive it up, baby. Titties.
She did not want to be identified, but she said, the first time I met him,
hello.
I don't know what people in Samoa sound like.
That's what they sound like.
He looked at my chest immediately.
Oh, God. Why would you do that, you dickhead?
I felt immediately uncomfortable. It didn't feel right. A male ex-Peace Corps volunteer described a strained atmosphere developing at the party as the ambassador shouted at guests to be quiet and listen to him.
Shut up, guys. I'm trying to stare at these tits.
It's very culturally insensitive, said the man. He just did multiple things in 15 seconds that really put everyone off.
In 15 seconds. He ruined the party in 0.15 seconds. Hi, I'm an ambassador from the United States. I could ruin that party in 15 seconds.
At least twice, maybe three times, he was telling everybody, stop talking, be quiet, listen to me.
Look at him tits. Listen to me. Oh, I hate us. God.
They said his speech was pompous and sort of shocking.
He's, God damn it, he's a fucking ambassador. You know what I mean? An ambassador. I'm beginning to think, this is going to sound like a crazy thing, but we need to fill posts in places and get people to do certain things. I think we should start looking for, like, did anyone play the ambassador to New Zealand in a movie?
Can't be worse.
Get that person.
Just hire actors.
Because they probably did some research to figure out how they're supposed to act.
Not Kevin Spacey.
Not Kevin Spacey. No. Why is this guy staring at this person's tits? Why?
Well, when everyone hears the name, you know who it is already. The former volunteer walked up to Brown.
Yes.
Said, hoping to gauge the man representing the country.
Right. Okay.
The former volunteer described their exchange as candid and said Brown became aggressive. Oh, Scott Brown, by the way, everybody.
God damn it.
Scott fucking Brown. The brotastic dick waddle. Scumbag former senator from fucking Massachusetts.
And everybody was just jizzing over.
After everybody went batshit when Kennedy dropped dead. No offense, RIP. And somehow Scott fucking Brown, the brotastic dickwad and epitome of white fuckitude.
But doesn't he know how to act at this point? I mean, he's been in public life for a long time.
No, that's his thing. Every time he talks, when he won, he was like, hey, look at my hot daughters. They're both single. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah. That's Scott Brown. So Scott Brown, he said he walked up to Brown. Said Brown became aggressive when he mentioned he was disappointed by Trump's actions following the inauguration.
Yes.
Brown, according to the volunteer, Brown angrily told him, get over it.
Right. Get over it?
Get over it.
Get over it.
I'm a little concerned. I'm disappointed by Trump's actions following the inauguration. Get over it.
Fuck you.
Get the fuck over it. Get out of the way. I'm looking at tits.
God. By the way, I'm looking at a picture of Scott Brown naked on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah, he was a male model.
That. Jeez. God damn. Thanks for sending.
He was a male model.
Right.
He's a diaper load of a human being. I mean, just a quintessential American scumbag.
He needs to put a diaper on.
Obviously.
That.
He's our ambassador.
What the fuck? I mean, but I see, like, what are you looking for in an ambassador to New Zealand? I mean, are you really looking it's for somebody who's an expert? No. What does anybody know about fucking New Zealand? I don't. Somebody that's not going to embarrass you. Somebody that knows how to talk to people.
I like to eat.
Right? He might be
this is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I got a life force.
I mean, this is who we are, though, to the world.
Right. This guy's just...
These are the tentacles that the Trumpian ass holes
yes.
have sent out the cancer of our country has yeah. spread to these other places.
I mean, he's looking at her breasts so intently that other people in the room are noticing.
Is well, he and other and just his old? Overall behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
He just walks in and is just a bore.
He's a dickhead. Don't be a bore. Don't be a dickhead. God, you know, even if
you're a diplomat,
even if he didn't know how to behave as a diplomat, I mean, we're a few rungs down the ladder. I mean, what about behaving as a normal, nice human being?
15
fuckface?
Seconds. Our diplomat pissed off the room.
Staring at her titties.
The whole room.
How do you stare at somebody's tits so hard that the whole room notices?
Well, no, I don't think the whole room noticed the tit thing. I think
yeah,
the whole room notices assholery.
Right.
But a few women specifically had tit starage.
Tit starage. I love that. We have tit starage. We do.
And he was shouting everyone down.
Nice.
Listen to me.
A lot of people were upset by the tone of his speech.
Right. God damn, dude. Put a smile on your fucking face. Seem, you know, nice. Right.
One person, another volunteer, said, I know someone who works at the U.S. Embassy. He right. said Scott totally went off the book of the speech.
Ooh, geez.
Trumpian move. Fuck you all. I'm going to just say what I want because I'm white and rich and titled, good looking.
Why would you be combative with a room full of New Zealand bigwigs? I just don't know why. Where is the conflict? I really don't know. I don't even know.
He said something like, when Kennedy started the Peace Corps 100 years ago, so it seemed he didn't really know what he was talking about.
Oh, geez.
100 years ago was 1917. I think Kennedy was a little young.
Right.
In 1917.
He was a go-getter.
The Guardian approached a dozen members of the Peace Corps in Samoa. None of them denied the allegations of inappropriate conduct.
Yes.
So there you go.
Wow.
I did see a follow-up to this.
Crab diving fucking follow-up.
That our ambassador has been counseled.
Oh, yeah?
They gave him a stern talking to. Don't be a fucking asshole. You have to tell a diplomat. Don't be a fucking asshole.
Isn't he the one in charge? Like, he's in charge of all the other diplomats that are there, right?
Because
he's
New Zealand Samoa-ish area, I guess, yeah.
Damn, I mean.
God bless America.
Everybody takes their cues from Scott Brown. And
Trump hires the best, man.
You know, they should hire, and this is going to sound strange, that Benghazi movie. I really like the guy that played the ambassador from America to Libya or whatever, ambassador.
I didn't watch that movie.
Shittiest
I don't know what you're talking
fucking
about.
Movie on the planet. But I like that guy. How about that guy instead of the Scott Brown? You know? Why not?
Scott Baio.
No.
Might be better than Scott Brown. Baio,
you'd laugh. You joke, but you know Scott Baio is in the depth chart. Listen, a few indictments come down, some people get arrested, that cabinet gets thin. All of a sudden, Scott Brown is hanging out with fucking Mattis, going over speeches.
Scott Baio.
Yeah, sorry. God, you know, Ron
Secretary
Howard,
of State Baio.
Ron Howard is a lib, right? He played Richie in Happy Days, went on to direct some movies, things like that. He was also in The Andy Griffith Show.
Sure.
Don't you think Ron Howard is just disgusted by Scott Baio? They used to be colleagues. They were in the TV together. How did Scott Baio turn out to be such a fucking piece of garbage?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either.
He's dumb.
He's dumb as shit.
Did you ever hear him talk?
Yeah, he is stupid
as
fuck.
There's really not a lot going on there, yeah.
But send him to New Zealand. I mean, at least he's an actor, you know. I mean, on some level, Scott Baio is a piece of shit. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Just garbage.
Trump, by the way, tweeted out.
Yes. What did he tweet?
I forgot this, but first of all, 11 hours ago, great job by Michael Caputo on Fox and Friends.
God, why is he?
He's watching Fox and Friends. He's watching Fox.
Okay, at the beginning of Obama's day, what show did he watch, and then who did he compliment after they got done doing their shitty fucking show? Did he watch The View? Did he ever tweet Joey Behar?
Well, no, he was facing Mecca and praying three times a day. What's wrong with you? And sucking dick the rest of the time.
That's right. I forgot.
Not there's anything wrong with them.
Illuminati.
Sorry, but this is years ago. Before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. And why aren't Crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 question marks.
6 question marks.
Sorry, but this is years ago. That's his reaction to Manafort being indicted.
Yeah.
Sorry, but this is years ago.
Is it? But wait.
So years ago.
But the shit, man, Mueller.
Well, it started years ago.
Right. But it was during the Trump campaign.
Before Manafort was part of the campaign. No, all the money laundering and all the corruption against the United States and shit.
Prior, okay. Oh, okay. Jeez. Well, then case closed, right? Trump didn't do anything wrong.
Funny you should say that, because the next tweet, ... Also, there is, caps lock, no collusion.
Okay.
One exclamation part only.
All right, everybody. Point. Tell Mueller to go home then. Go home, buddy. All finished.
Do something.
That's my favorite. Over the weekend, he tweeted, when was this?
Do something.
Come yesterday. On Sunday the 29th, 7:17 a.m.
Yes.
I guess it would be our time, so that's 8:17 Eastern. Yes. He tweeted, this is a complete Twitter storm. This is all about, by the way, he wasn't worried at all about indictments coming down on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concerning the lack of investigation on Clinton-made fake dossier.
God.
Now 12 million? Question mark. Dot, 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 dot. Dot, dot, dot. The uranium to Russia deal. The 33,000 plus deleted emails. The Comey fix. And so much more. Instead, they look at phony Trump-Russia collusion, air quotes, which doesn't exist. The Dems are using this terrible and bad for our country, parentheses, right. Witch hunt. Dead for hands. Evil politics, but the R's, the Republicans, that stands for, are now fighting back like never before. There is so much guilt, all caps, by Democrats / Clinton, and now the facts are pouring out, all caps, do something! Exclamation point.
Oh, shit, Donald.
He lost his mind. He really lost his mind. What about Hillary? But Hillary, we got this. Do something!
Does he believe the Hillary shit? He's just stupid, or does he know it's bullshit? He must know. He knows.
And then another very presidential tweet.
Yes.
Out of this Russia, air quotes, talk.
Right.
Right now, when the Republicans are making their big push for historic tax cuts and reform, is this coincidental? Not.
Not.
Exclamation point.
Oh, my God.
Not. Our president tweeted not.
Just... We're bags of garbage.
Sorry. Sorry. This is years ago.
That.
Our president is a shitty, narcissistic, sweet 16.
Right.
High school girl who's a rich trust fund, one of those obnoxious. You ever see that show?
Sweet 16. Is that what it is? 16, oh, whatever. Fucking
God,
shit.
Horrible.
Oh, God.
What horrible humans
they
all pretty much are.
And, you know, let's say this Russia shit isn't happening. Let's say the Mueller thing isn't a thing. I mean, it's still not going well. You know, all the racist executive orders. He's not governing.
Yeah. Right.
He's not doing anything. It's like...
And if they think they're going to get tax reform.
I mean, come on. There's nothing like that is happening. Nothing is happening.
There's already a big GOP red butt plug that's been shoved into the process from some of the ones in the House who are like, wait a minute, this is going to blow up the deficit. I've been saying my whole career, we got to reverse the deficit. And then there's a lot of Republicans who are like, oh, we only talk about the deficit when the Democrats are in charge.
Yeah.
They've said that just about. Oh, well, you know, the Democrats were in charge. That's when we talk about
that. That's good enough. for his base, for the 33% out there that still want to suck his dick. That is good enough because they're dipshits. They're fucking idiots. God.
And some, I expect, are good people.
Oh, yes. They're lovely people.
Very fine people. Tiki torch waving.
Why Scott Brown, why did he get New Zealand anyway? Why was he the ambassador of New Zealand? I wonder why
I don't know,
he got
maybe he likes to fuck sheep or something on the side.
Right.
He probably likes it there. I mean, it's one of those cush jobs.
Yeah.
What's going on with New Zealand?
But he fucked it up.
You impress me. Be the ambassador to Syria.
Yeah, maybe let's not send Scott Brown to Syria. Yeah.
You want
to
impress me?
Yeah.
Like Callista fucking Gingrich, ambassador to the Vatican. To the Vatican.
That's nuts. What do they even do? I guess I would say, hey, ambassador to the Vatican, I want you to get tough with this child diddling and all the rape
Church. They go to parties.
They don't confront the Pope.
They go to parties.
They don't confront the Pope and say, hey, Pope, tell all your fucking Florida, your fucking followers to wear rubbers and apologize for all the kid diddling.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to, we only got a couple minutes left here on the big show.
Oh, shit.
We're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn fucking weekday.
That's right.
I'm trying, there's so much to choose from here and so little time.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy something.
Yeah. I don't think we did the promo yet. Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
If you buy shit through Amazon, we get a little nibble, a little taste.
We get a percentage.
It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. Screaming liberal media.
Right.
Oh, come on.
What?
Do we have time for this? How long is this? No, it's only 53 seconds long.
Oh, shit.
To end up the show here.
Right.
We've talked about this ass dick before.
Hello, ass dick.
Phil Robertson.
Oh, God.
Of Duck Dynasty.
Blah.
We'll soon be getting his own program on the online CRTV network.
Okay, great.
Here's a little taste, maybe, of what's to come.
A taste.
Here is here he is in a social media video for the Independent Journal Review that he shared on his Facebook page.
Right.
They're playing.
What's
They said, I think you're going to like Beyonce, and they played about 5 seconds of a Beyonce video, and he did the cut it off, cut it off, cut it off thing. He's, of course, offended.
What a dick.
What's that one's name?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. And you...
Don't bullshit me, old man. Like, you don't know who Beyonce is.
Beyonce.
You lying sack of shit.
Beyonce. And you wonder why 110 million of us have a sexually transmitted disease and...
Beyonce dancing in her video sexily.
That gave me chlamydia.
Yep.
Amazing.
I caught the clap.
Ugh.
Watching Christina Aguilera.
The Rihanna disease
at any given time. So, according to God, the Center for Disease Control, and me, don't listen to that chick. She'll lead you down a path into the micro world.
So even listening to Beyonce is going to make your crotch itch.
I didn't know that.
The microbe.
To take you down a path you don't want to go down, what path is that? The path of the micro world. You know what? It's true. Boys, look out. The microbes are coming. They will rot your genitals off.
What a dumbass.
There you
go. Fucking dickhead.
So maybe there's a little bit of
the
upcoming new, I'm sure we'll be playing a lot of.
Beyonce gave me ball rot.
A lot of clips from the new Phil Robertson.
Oh, I can't wait for that shit.
We got to get out of here.
Oops. Oh, awesome.
That's the wrong one. We'll put that in the background. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday. We're going to be back here. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to,
I love this
5
song.
To 7 on the Eastern type coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile. Wait,
what did I say? Go to his web, AdRadar Comedy on the iTunes. AdRadar Comedy Not on iTunes. God, yeah, you know what? I'm pressing buttons here. I'm all fucked up.
Hey, follow me.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yes.
At Rated R Comedy. Also, RadarComedy.com.
Fucking it up. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for joining us. I can't find my ending show drop, which is what I've been... Oh, there it is. Thanks, bye.
Bestiality.
The Crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.